Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
I can remember as if it were yesterday when we first played you that sound, and then you saw the footage of James O'Keefe, our guest. He's got a new book out, American Pravda, My Fight for the Truth in the Era of Fake News. O'Keefe is the founder and president of Project Veritas, and he's the guy that does these sting operations that 60 Minutes used to do even-handedly, I guess, around people that are out there that the mainstream media doesn't want to cover and expose. And the first time we saw him that I remember was with Acorn. And you may remember Acorn may have morphed into a million other things, but it's not the powerhouse that it once was. At least I don't think it is. And we saw O'Keefe come into various Acorn offices with a woman who was said to be a prostitute. He's wearing his grandmom's chinchilla coat and talking about how they would, hook people up and how this was a prostitute and I'm a pimp and all that, which led to a national outrage. He's been involved in hundreds of things like this. And this book does lay out in tremendous detail how they go about doing this, what they're trying to do, how dangerous it is, and the response of the rest of the media. So we'll have that for you coming up. And I do have to ask him about President Trump and the idea that Trump wanted him, not now, but prior years, some years ago, to go to Columbia University so that we would take a look at the Obama records. All right, so there's a tremendous amount of value in this. And this guy, there are times when a couple of these stings may have gotten bad publicity. But by and large, he has been the one in the forefront of exposing umpteen things and has made an impact almost second to none that I know of that's out there. Starting with the first one I remember was Acorn. But he's got a lot of here in the book about the NJEA. It caught my attention. I forgot about that. And this one guy at the teachers' convention and a number of others in the school that were involved in cocaine and stuff like that. So it's wide-reaching here with O'Keefe. It's not just about the run-of-the-mill type of things that you might hear. Think of him, too. Maybe he gave some kind of motivation to those brave people in California who exposed Planned Parenthood, if you remember that. All right, here is James O'Keefe, My Fight for Truth in the Era of Fake News, American Pravda. It's a great book, almost halfway through it over the weekend. James O'Keefe joins us in Philadelphia. Hey, James, congratulations on a really good book.
Thank you very much. It's launching tomorrow, and it's an amazing read. It's an action-adventure story, a spy thriller novel, a modern treatise on media. It's all about how to expose these corrupt propagandists which are trying to undermine our democracy and disinform of people.
Well, I got to tell you, too, you get it that substance is what you're about. But throwing in a little bit of entertainment to get attention is exactly. I remember the first time we talked with you, and one of the offices was here in Philadelphia with Acorn, and your grandmom's chinchilla coat was. and you're saying the most outlandish things, pushing the envelope, and they're going along with it.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I mean. Listen, this is about. Media uses, CNN uses hologram machines to entertain people. I mean, they're trying to say, well, you have no credibility because you didn't actually wear the pimp fur into the office. Well, I said pimp protocol doesn't require the wearing of a pimp costume to be a pimp. But the journalists are going to use obfuscation, hyperbole to undermine everything we do. And what we do is we use aliases. We go undercover to draw people out to extract the truth about them. People say, well, you're deception. You're deceptive. Well, we're not deceptive to the people, and we have a responsibility to tell the truth to the people. And oftentimes that means secretly recording powerful people and the government and the administrative agencies. If you just blindly report what your sources say to you, sometimes they lie to you. Sometimes they lie to you purposefully. So we have to do this type of work that they used to do, whether it be Upton Sinclair or Mike Wallace or many of the unknown undercover journalists that they all won Pulitzers in the 1970s, by the way. They all won Pulitzer Prizes for doing this type of things we do, and they did a lot more hardcore stuff than we do. They bought bars and secret recorded all the attendees when they got drunk. So we don't do anything that hasn't already been done before. The difference is they don't like who we go after. We go after the sanctimonious beasts of the Fourth Estate.
Now let's talk about one that really is juicy at this moment, too. And it's some of it's in the book, but it's broken, so it can't be in the book. And that is Twitter and the technology of Google, Twitter, Facebook, and others, and the people behind it. And talk a little bit about your latest coup. This one is major because of the influence and power of an outfit like Twitter.
This is an amazing one. And it exposes the big tech's ability to shadow ban, to censor, to take information off of your timeline and mute what people see. Now, many people don't know what that means. It means when you send out a tweet or a Facebook message, they can actually prevent other people from seeing it. They can actually, if you have 100 followers, none of them will see your tweet if they don't like you. So they're literally rewiring our democracy because they're preventing us from being heard. But the engineer in the videotape says, well, if you're a redneck and you like the flag, we have little algorithms that take these keywords. So he's describing the process, the science of how these Silicon Valley algorithms work. Now, you might say, well, they're a private company, they can do what they want. Well, I mean, Google's a private company, and Amazon's a private company, but when they control 90% of the market and they have a monopoly, you need to know what's at the very least, you need to know what they're doing. I'm not suggesting the government intervene quite yet, but you need to understand that they're liars, that they're faking reality, that they're changing how we perceive information. That's the job, James, you are,
and I think people like Tucker Carlson are on this. This is a big, big issue, maybe number one, because of the amount of control these people have.
Yeah, that's right. They have enormous control. This book, American Pravda, that I've written, it's going to be read in journalism schools one day. It is a damning, devastating critique and expose on modern media. One of the most amazing chapters talks about my meeting Donald Trump and him talking about this vision to circumvent the mainstream media, which really what it is. It's a vision to go direct to the people, and that's what they're threatened by. And all this Russia hysteria and this identity politics and this racial mania is an attempt to deflect and distract from key issues. And if you look back at history in the 20th century, which I read another chapter about that, about what these journalists used to do, whether it be Nellie Bly or the Chicago Sun-Times exposing Medicaid fraud, waste fraud and abuse, border insecurity, all of these issues, they never want to talk about these issues. And it's incumbent upon the population of this country to send this information to each other. It's literally an electronic civil war, and it's just getting started.
Now, James, let me ask you, I'm not sure if you talk about this in the book. I only know here, don't do what you do exactly, but through talk radio on any given day, I have 5 to 10 people tell me stuff. People are out there. They know stuff's going on. They want to expose it. Is that how you get most of the inkling of where you should go?
I mean, we confirm suspicions. We get tips.
Okay.
We get information from people that we have sources on the inside of big tech companies, people that are working with us, people that are sharing information with us. I mean, it's only the biggest censorship story in modern times, maybe the biggest important story in the last 10 years. And are they going to air it? No. Is CNN going to air it? No. Is Jake Tapper and the New York Times going to talk about it? No. Why? Because it's false? No. They're not going to air it because it's true. And the more true it gets, the more damning it gets. The bigger the scoop is, the less likely they're going to air it because it implicates them, because they're part of a cartel that seeks to disinform and disengage people that question their ordained narratives. The fact that they're banning rednecks from Twitter and shadow banning people who like the American flag, do you really think the CNN is going to talk about that? No. And by the way, that whole comment about asshole that Trump called those countries the curse word about, you know, that they're the crappy countries, there's an engineer at Twitter saying that she's shadow banning and muting people off.
Hey, James, you can't spell it out. It doesn't matter with FCC. So avoid spelling it out if you want to say S word or whatever, okay? It's the same thing as saying it.
Yeah, S word, but, you know, but they, by the way, CNN printed that word 36 times.
It's a different entity. Now, what is your favorite sting, if you will? I'm not sure your operation that you've been involved in. Is it the Twitter? You think that's most important?
I think that's the biggest thing we've ever done by far. It's the most powerful company we've ever gone after. They control the public square. They build themselves as the public square, and if they are able to make people believe that they are being heard when they're not, it is the greatest deception in the history of the United States. If they're able to make people think that they're expressing themselves to their friends and family and their loved ones and their followers, when in fact they are deceiving you, it is the greatest censorship story in American history. It is, if we cannot share ideas, if the engineer in the tapes is going to ban a way of talking, those are his words, not mine. I'm just quoting the people. I can't make this stuff up. He says he wants to ban a way of speaking. So I think that's the greatest story we've ever done, and I think there is more to come. In fact, we've got a video about to come out where they're talking about sending people's private. I can't even say it on the radio. they're sending private things about you to ruin your marriages and ruin and send them to your ex-girlfriends, and it's an amazing invasion of personal privacy.
Well, exactly. Now, where do we find the book? Is it going to be available tomorrow all over the place? What's the website, too, for some of the things you're involved in right now?
The website is projectveritas.com. The best way you can help us is to buy the book American Pravda on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. You know, I'd love to get Barnes & Noble the traffic instead of Jeff Bezos, who owns the Washington Post. So go to Barnes & Noble and buy American Pravda. All the proceeds go to pay our undercover journalists. We're a nonprofit organization. We have no advertisers. We are completely independent, unlike the mainstream media, which takes advertising from and is complicit. It's American Pravda, the book, My Fight for Truth in the Era of Fake News.
Now, you mentioned the president. Was this prior to this story that's out there, prior to him becoming president, wanting you to penetrate Colombia to see the Obama records?
Yeah, that was prior. That was in 2013.
Okay.
We had that happen, and he was very supportive of me. He loved the Acorn investigation. He's talked about our videos in front of Hillary Clinton at the presidential debates. He's talked about getting access to President Obama's Columbia records, which I thought was a great idea. I mean, we've got to get access to that. They have access to my tax returns. They have done more investigative reporting into my tax returns than they have into President Obama's history. They went back to college and found out my professors and, you know, what they thought of me freshman year. And we have no idea what Obama's background was. I don't think it was a birther thing, which is what CNN is trying to make it out to be. I think my recollection of the meeting with Trump is that he thought President Obama was born in the United States, but he potentially deceived on his college applications. So that's the sort of thing.
Yeah, he pretended to be foreign born to gain advantage, a la what Elizabeth Warren did with the Native American thing.
Yeah, it's not outside the realm of possibility, but you are an evil person to even bring that up. So I talk in the book about my many meetings with Donald Trump and his staff, and in the very beginning of his, before he even ran, it was just him and Corey Lewandowski and Hope Hicks, and sort of that, you know, you can read the Michael Wolff book and get that perspective, or you can read the James O'Keefe book and see what it was like and see what he was like when he spoke with me.
One parting area here, too. I forgot about this, and I was just thumbing through the glossary before the show, and I saw this expose you did on the NJEA, not just at a convention in Atlantic City, but then you actually went to the school pretending to give out an award with people that were engaged with Coke.
Yeah, I mean, we had people who were talking about bragging about selling cocaine who are health teachers in New Jersey. We've exposed teachers union officials saying that you could say the N-word to an African American student and not get fired. Project Veritas, and all these people resign. They all get fired, resigned, and you don't hear anything about it on the mainstream media. All you hear about all day long is racial hysteria, identity politics, Russian hysteria. You guys may think the media is bad, people who are listening. You may think, I know the media is. You have no idea how bad it is. There's a chapter in this book about how they spiked our stories on Hillary Clinton because big media, I'm not talking about, you know, just CNN. I'm talking about Fox News, Sinclair, big media. They were afraid of losing their broadcast licenses if they aired the damaging videos about Hillary Clinton. Not because the videos were false, because they were true. So you cannot make this stuff up. It's David versus Goliath. If there was any justice in this world, the stuff you hear and read would be opposite of what you're hearing and reading. And I think people need to know what's going on in this country. The first step is to be educated, and then everything sort of follows from that.
Absolutely. American Pravda, my fight for truth in the era of fake news, with the one and only James O'Keefe. James, thank you. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you. Take care.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.